Raining and light, coping. Coping. There are so many ways to do this, and for so many reasons. As time has passed, we may have learned to cope differently and depending on the circumstances. In life, we need to cope from things and from people. We sometimes even need to cope with and from ourselves. Coping is necessary for the good, the bad, and all of the in-between. As we age, we learn to adapt, and we could also learn maladaptive behaviors and because of the situations we've experienced. Maladaptive behaviors keep us from adjusting properly to all that comes with life, and mostly the challenges within it. Maladaptive behaviors are usually harmful to our mental, our physical, and our emotional well-being. Maladaptive behaviors comes when we haven't learned to cope, and maybe because we needed to be taught. Maladaptive behaviors allows us to become stuck in problems, and it furthers our distance from our self-control and our self-regulation. There are coping designs that we may use within our maladaptive behaviors that derail our growth, like illicit drug use, impulsivity, overeating, undereating, codependency, excessive worrying, unsafe sexual practices, reckless behavior, fighting, rage, alcohol abuse, prescription drug abuse, codependent behaviors, negative self-talk are all just to name a few of the ways that we learn to cope without the right supports throughout the many events that we experience in our life. Coping is a self-soothing mechanism, and just as a baby is rocked to sleep or given a pacifier. When we think about and discuss all of the positive aspects in life, again, we are reminded of our interconnectedness and our opportunities to empower others. Think about community here. If we empower one another to cope with practices of good overall health, there are zero drugs in our communities. There's no fighting. There's common interests. There's unity. Ways that we empower one another is by modeling healthy behaviors. We can teach one another. We can all lead by example. The very beginnings of learning to cope is learning to breathe with intention. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out, taking a moment to soothe ourselves. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. When we think about coping, consider overcoming. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. If it ain't this, it's that. And we breathe through it all, and especially during the calmer moments in life. We will overcome if we want to. The first step to overcoming anything is making sure we are in good shape. To be in good shape is being fit and enough to withstand and endure. We get in shape through wellness practices that are self-care, sleeping well, eating well, exercising well, socializing well, and meditating and praying well. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Coping is adjusting to and through situations. It's not running from them. When we adjust, we create a plan to deal with what is presented before us. As we're creating a plan, we are creating a healthy mindset. And with this mindset, we can reframe the appearance of any situation. And through this, we gain a wider perspective and possibly see the potential for growth. When we adjust, we ease into things, and even when it seems we've had no time to prepare, easing in is step by step, it's minute by minute. Coping is easing in, and we realize here that the opposite is rushing in. And when we rush into anything, we may not have time to gain any clarity or even build supports for the long haul. While being mindful is learning to live in the moment and appreciate the present, we are learning to cope, and because we are considerate of our longevity, this is where hope comes to stay. Learning to cope well comes with being hopeful. We are going to take good care of ourselves because we believe there's a better tomorrow, and we are planning to be ready for it. So a little while ago, we talked all about resilience. We discussed developing it. Learning to cope is just that. It is learning to be resilient. Becoming resilient is changing with changes. Coping is accepting change as a part of life. Through this, we begin to nurture ourselves. Nurturing of anything is caring for and tending to it. When we're caring for ourselves, we are practicing healthy habits that will help us to cope with and through life's challenges and expectations. Coping, and just like so many other ways we want to learn to get through life, means looking at how we perceive and handle stress. For this, we consider what is in our control and what is not. We look at our range of emotions and consider the one or two or three that we experience the most. From here, we look at our mindset and consider if we are benefiting from these emotions. And if we're not, we decide to catch it, check it, and change it. Coping, and especially after trauma, is a challenge and one that we most definitely will need support with. Coping, and especially when we have a low self-esteem, is too a challenge and one that we will also need support with. Negative experiences can attempt to tear us down. We can build ourselves up, and once we allow ourselves to heal, trauma and reasons for low self-esteem aren't the only reasons we must heal. We must heal from the impacts of growing pains, the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the pains that affect our heart and our spirit. Some of us are especially sensitive to pain. With any sensitivity, we must be cautious of how we treat ourselves or how we're treated by others. It is time for coping, for changing, and for moving through and to. Know that just as the case of most things that we want to have and to hold on to, we need a level of commitment. We're going to have to control ourselves a little bit. We'll have to challenge our thoughts in whatever is presented before us. We will have to connect with ourselves and good and healthy supports. We'll have to move from any insecurities that we have and into confidence. Know that all of what we feel internally is in relation to our body's physiological and physical attempt to restore balance. So if we are impacted with any challenge that causes us to ask, how do I get through this? We remind ourselves that we'll use a new level of kindness for ourselves. And through this, we'll feel a new level of courage, a new level of worth, and a new level of hope, patience, and acceptance. We might even recall the last time we had to cope. No longer will we avoid or stuff those issues that won't go away without our intervening. Through proper coping, we avoid chronic stress. Through reigning in light, we've chosen to use what we got and learn a little bit more for better coping.